Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Earl Hirsch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Hirsch reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hirsch moves to third. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive towards third. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hirsch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Grammas moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple scores. Robinson moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post is walked intentionally. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards the mound. Sleater fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hirsch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington pinch hits for Luce Leiter. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Frank Torre pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Covington moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Frank Torre. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Covington scores. Mantilla moves to second. It's Reds, 2, Braves, 2. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Dittmer now playing second base. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive towards first. Adcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Earl Hirsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hirsch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Hirsch reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hirsch moves to third. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klusowski moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klusowski scores. Post moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Ernie Johnson. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.